Good afternoon. This is Akashwani, and I'm Anuja Kumar with the Midday News. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon students to embrace strong moral values in behavior and work ethics. Campaigning for Haryana Assembly elections to end this evening, polling on Saturday. Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani completes 10 years. Enforcement Directorate summons former cricketer Mohammad Aziruddin in a money laundering case linked to Hyderabad Cricket Association. Sensex plunges over 1,500 points. Nifty slides below 25,400 level amid concerns over growing conflict in West Asia. And in cricket, Bangladesh to face Scotland in opening match of ICC T20 Women's World Cup in Sharjah, UAE, this afternoon. And now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu has called upon the students not to do any such work in their life which may tarnish their character. She said that the highest moral values should be part of their behavior and work style. Ms. Draupadi Murmu was addressing the convocation ceremony of Mohanlal Sukhadia University in Udaipur today, on the first day of her two-day Rajasthan visit. The president said that Baba Saheb Bhimrao Ambedkar believed that character is more important than education. She told the students that there should be integrity in every aspect of their life.
संविधान निर्माता एवं अग्रणी राष्ट्र निर्माता बाबा साहेब का मानना था कि चरित्र शिक्षा से भी ज्यादा महत्वपूर्ण है कि ऐसा शिक्षित व्यक्ति जिसमें चरित्र और विनम्रता ना हो हिंसक जीव से भी अधिक खतरनाक होता है.
The president said rapid changes are taking place in every field in the 21st century. These changes are also taking place in the field of knowledge, science and technology. She told the students that in such a time, they need to maintain the spirit of student to maintain the usefulness of their education. The president called upon the students to move ahead by maintaining a balance between personal ambition and social sensitivity. The president said that the country has set a goal of becoming a developed nation by 2047. This national goal can be achieved only with the contribution of the young generation. Ms. Draupadi Murmu expressed happiness that women are progressing in every field of society and it is a matter of pride for the country and society. Governor of Rajasthan Haribhau Bagre, Governor of Punjab Gulab Chand Kataria and Deputy Chief Minister of Rajasthan Prem Chand Berwa also graced the program. Campaigning for assembly elections in Haryana will end this evening. The single-phase polling for 90-member Haryana Assembly will be held on Saturday. The counting of votes will be taken up on 8th of October, along with Jammu and Kashmir. On the last day of election campaign in Haryana, star campaigners of various parties are holding public meetings and roadshows to garner public support in favour of their candidates. Senior BJP leader and Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma addressed Jan Ashirwad rally in favour of party candidate in Palwal. In his address, he cornered Congress leaders on the issue of nepotism and corruption. Congress MP Deepinder Hooda addressed a public meeting in favour of Congress candidate in Kalka this morning. He targeted the BJP and sought votes on the issues of unemployment and farmers. At the same time, senior leader of Jananayak Janata Party, Naina Chautala, took out a roadshow in Panchkula. In Ballabgarh, BJP leader and Uttarakhand Chief Minister Pushkar Singh Dhami held a roadshow in favour of party candidate from Ballabgarh. Mr. Dhami said that the BJP can give a transparent and corruption-free government. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's popular radio program Mann Ki Baat has completed 10 years today. It was on this day in 2014 Mr. Modi had started sharing his thoughts through the program on Akashwani. In the 10 years journey of the program, the Prime Minister has touched significant social, cultural, environmental and behavioral issues which have created positive impact in the country. Mann Ki Baat has become an important platform for interaction between the Prime Minister and the citizens. In the Mann Ki Baat episode of last month, Mr. Modi had said that 10-year-long journey of the program has created a garland of sorts in which every episode encompasses new sagas, new records and new personalities get added. The Prime Minister added that the listeners of Mann Ki Baat are the real anchors of this show.
10 साल पहले मन की बात का प्रारंभ 3 अक्टूबर को विजयादशमी के दिन हुआ था। मन की बात की इस लंबी यात्रा के कई ऐसे पड़ाव हैं जिन्हें मैं कभी भूल नहीं सकता। मन की बात के करोड़ों श्रोता हमारी इस यात्रा के ऐसे साथी हैं जिनका मुझे निरंतर सहयोग मिलता रहा। देश के कोने कोने से उन्होंने जानकारियां उपलब्ध कराई। मन की बात के श्रोता ही इस कार्यक्रम के असली सूत्रधार हैं।
Union Home Minister Amit Shah inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation worth over 446 crore rupees in Ahmedabad, Gujarat today. Mr. Shah, who is on a visit to his home state, launched several projects in his parliamentary constituency, Gandhinagar, which include the newly built tele-rehabilitation center at GMERS Hospital in Sola today. Later in the day, Mr. Shah will also address BJP workers at Karyakarta Sammelan near Sanand in Ahmedabad. He is also scheduled to inaugurate the newly built office building of the Ahmedabad Police Commissioner in Shahibagh. In the evening, the minister will kick off a vibrant Gujarat Navratri festival organized by Gujarat Tourism at the GMDC ground in Ahmedabad. He will also attend 3 other Navratri events in Ahmedabad. Tomorrow, Mr. Shah will attend several programs, including the one at Mahatma Mandir in Gandhinagar, to mark the 100th anniversary of ADC Bank. The Bharatiya Janata Party has alleged that the main accused and kingpin in the drug syndicate, which was busted yesterday in Delhi, is associated with Congress Party. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Sudhanshu Trivedi alleged that the accused is the head of Youth Congress RTI cell.
राहुल गांधी की मोहब्बत की दुकान में अभी तक नफरत के सामान तो दिख रहे थे, अब नशे का सामान भी मिलने लगा है। और यह बात हम आपके समक्ष केवल आरोप लगाने के लिए नहीं कह रहे हैं, हमारे पास वो इंडियन यूथ कांग्रेस के मुख्य आरोपी तुषार गोयल का अपॉइंटमेंट लेटर है। और महत्वपूर्ण बात यह है कि इस अपॉइंटमेंट लेटर में राहुल गांधी जी और सोनिया गांधी जी का भी जिक्र है।
He claimed that contact details and other information related to Congress leader Deepinder Hooda have been recovered from the mobile phone of the accused. He said Congress party should reply on the connection with the kingpin. The Delhi police made one of the biggest drug busts yesterday, seizing over 560 kilograms of cocaine and 40 kilograms of hydroponic marijuana, estimated to be worth around 5,600 crore rupees. Political strategist turned politician Prashant Kishore officially launched the Jan Suraj Party, the political wing of his Jan Suraj organization, at a large gathering in Patna yesterday. Former diplomat Manoj Bharati has been appointed as the executive president of the party. Mr. Kishore announced that the Jan Suraj Party will contest all 243 seats in the 2025 Bihar Assembly elections. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. The Enforcement Directorate, or ED, today summoned cricketer-turned-politician Mohammad Azharuddin in a money laundering case linked to Hyderabad Cricket Association. The former president of the Hyderabad Cricket Association, Mohammad Azharuddin, is accused of misappropriating funds during his tenure. Congress leader has been summoned by the ED with instructions to appear before the agency to clarify his role in the financial transactions under scrutiny. Sources in the ED informed that the cases relates to alleged misappropriation of 20 crore rupees allocated for the procurement of diesel generators and firefighting systems, among others, for the Rajiv Gandhi International Cricket Stadium at Uppal in Hyderabad. Moreover, in November last year, the ED had conducted searches under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act 2002 at 9 locations in Telangana. The ED initiated the investigation on the basis of the FIRs registered by the Anti-Corruption Bureau, Hyderabad, and the corresponding charge sheets filed by it relating to criminal misappropriation of the funds of the Hyderabad Cricket Association to the tune of 20 crore rupees. In Bihar, water level of several overflowing rivers has started receding, but in many areas they are still at above danger level. Around 15 lakh people in 17 districts have been affected by the flood due to rise of water level of Gandak, Kosi, Mahananda, Bagmati and other rivers. More from our correspondent.
As the flood water is reaching in low-lying areas in tailing end of Bagmati, Kosi, Kamla Balan and some other rivers, new regions have been impacted by the flood. In Muzaffarpur, Gandak and Bagmati are wreaking havoc. In Katra, Gaighat and Aurai block, from Sivhar to Sitamarhi and Madhubani to Darbhanga, flood-affected people have taken shelters on embankments and highways. After the devastation, several people have become homeless and living nomadic life. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Patna.
In the Union Territory of Jammu and Kashmir, the auspicious Navratri festival is being celebrated with religious fervour and gaiety. Since early morning today, devotees have been thronging Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine at Katra from various parts of the country and pay their obeisance to Goddess Durga, Goddess Mahakali and Goddess Saraswati inside the holy cave of Mata Vaishno Devi Shrine situated on the Trikut Hills in Riyasi district of Jammu and Kashmir. To know more, let's listen to our Srinagar correspondent.
Rahul Gandhi ki mohabbat ki.
In the Kashmir Valley, devotees have been visiting Durgana Temple in Srinagar, Mata Ragana Temple at Tulumula Gandharbal, and Khir Bhavani Temple at Tikkar in North Kashmir's Kupwara district since early this morning to offer their prayers to the goddess Durga in the form of Ma Shalputri on the occasion of first Navratri today. Devotees are also thronging in large numbers at Shalputri Temple on the banks of Vitasta River in Baramula to pay their obeisance to the goddess. The 9 days of Navratri, which began today, are considered most sacred and auspicious. And it reminds the devotees that how Ma Durga defeated and killed demon Mahishasur and established righteousness in the universe. Meanwhile, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha has greeted the people on the auspicious occasion of Sharad Navratri. Sunil Kohl for Akashvani News, Srinagar.
Domestic benchmark equity indices, Sensex and Nifty, continued their downward slide in today's intraday trade due to mounting concerns over the escalating conflict in West Asia. In intraday trade, BSE 30 shares Sensex plunged over 1,500 points and NSE Nifty slided below 25,400 level. Sensex was trading 1,578 points or 1.87% lower at 82,688 points, while Nifty was 493 points or 1.91% down at 25,303 points when reports last came in. Meanwhile, crude oil prices surged over potential supply disruptions from the key oil-producing region. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has expressed deep appreciation for India and other countries who are contributing troops to the peacekeeping operation in Lebanon amid the growing conflict between Israel and Hezbollah. In Sri Lanka, the Election Commission has announced that the local council elections will be conducted soon after the conclusion of the parliamentary election. Issuing a statement, the Election Commission said the Supreme Court had ordered the local government elections be held following the presidential election. After emerging victorious in recent presidential elections, NPP leader Anuradha Kumaradesanayake, in his capacity as the executive president, dissolved the parliament 11 months in advance, paving the way for parliamentary election in November. In Sri Lanka, a potential political alliance between two opposition parties has collapsed after the final round of discussions concluded yesterday. Samagi Jana Balavegya SJB and the United National Party UNP had been in talks about forming a coalition for the upcoming general election in November. On to sports. In cricket, the 9th edition of ICC Women's T20 World Cup will begin today in Sharjah, UAE. The opening match will feature Bangladesh against debutant Scotland at 3:30 p.m. this afternoon. Captain Harmanpreet Kaur will be leading India's campaign, starting against New Zealand tomorrow. The highly anticipated match between India and Pakistan is scheduled for Sunday. Akashvani will broadcast bilingual off-tube live commentary in Hindi and English on Friday and Sunday. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu calls upon students to embrace strong moral values in behavior and work ethics. Campaigning for Haryana Assembly elections to end this evening, polling on Saturday. Prime Minister's Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani completes 10 years. Enforcement Directorate summons former cricketer Mohammad Aziruddin in a money laundering case linked to Hyderabad Cricket Association. Sensex plunges over 1,500 points, Nifty slides below 25,400 level amid concerns over growing conflict in West Asia. And in cricket, Bangladesh to face Scotland in opening match of ICC T20 Women's World Cup in Sharjah, UAE this afternoon. And with that, we end the midday news.